very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company here on a Friday evening. What have we got? Two Georges for the price of one. George Scott Wood is here with his hot pies, as always. George Shearing is here. Always tasteful. Some Cyril Stapleton as well. More from our classic jazz trumpets. But to get us going, we'll see the blue of the evening. Your evening isn't too blue. Lovely song though, isn't it? In the blue of the evening. Geraldo and the boys, and girls of course as well, singing in that particular case. Dorothy Carlos taking the vocals. Started out as a pianist and became very popular pre-war as a singer and broadcaster, and recorded with quite a few bands, including Ray Noble back in the day. And then in 1939, the year war broke out, she married Eugene Pini and honeymooned in France just before hostilities broke out. Wow, What a way to start your wedding, eh? Apart from making many wartime records, including more than 50, count them, 50 with Geraldo, she also toured, of course, with Ensor. Every night, something atrocious, as they say, but the wonderful band of entertainers who risked life and limb to entertain the troops all round the theatres of war, at great risk themselves sometimes. After remarrying, she then emigrated to America, but then she did return briefly during the 1950s. The older sister, of course, of Carol Carr. If you were pondering about that, and I'm sure you were. And Geraldo, well, yes, Geraldo's Navy, all the rest of it, brought Stan Tracy into the fore at one stage. How are we all managing in any case, enjoying the summer so far? Now, you might be, I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like the heat that they've been seeing in a lot of the parts of the UK, particularly down south around London and the South East. But even I had friends coming back from Bury the other week, and they said it was roasting in Bury, which is only across in the North West, really, a hop and a skip away compared to London or, you know, Somerset and the likes, or Bath. But they said it was really warm there, whereas we hadn't really had the extreme heat on the Isle of Man, which I know suits a lot of people. It'd be nice to have a few days. And maybe tomorrow, I believe I was hearing whispers of 25 degrees. We've seen 20 degrees. 25, I mean, 25 is hot for the Isle of Man, isn't it? Just nice to have a bit of summer in the summer. We don't need 40 degrees for 15 weeks. Just 20-odd degrees for a few weeks would be very nice. A little bit of rain in between, keep the garden green. But yes, we'll see what we can get. But cloudy days and 14 degrees with drizzle in the middle of summer isn't really summery, I don't think, is it? Ah, it's the weather, isn't it? We're never happy come rain or come shine. Good name for a song, that. Let's see what Carol Gibbons is up to.
The fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw.
Going to get lit up. He was indeed. Carol Gibbons, of course, and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. With Carol himself. Yeah, that was the man himself on vocals. I mean, obviously known for his piano arrangements and leading the band and invited back there to sort of take over. Was it from Roy Fox? I can't remember now. But he did have a nice, light American voice, which he used to great effect from time to time. And none more so than there. I'm going to get lit up. Carol on the vocals himself, and, of course, the keyboards as well. And yes, you can still go down to the Savoy Hotel, and one of these days we'll get to the bottom of just what happened to his piano. I do like to hope it's in reasonable condition. You get the horrible impression it's stuck in a warehouse somewhere and it's festering away, but be love to find out. And the next time I'm down, I might drop in again to the Savoy and just ask to see if anyone does know whether it's ever going to see the light of day again. There's a plaque there mentioning his name, but the piano itself gone, if you've been in recently. Food's still good, though, in any case. Right, let's have that duo of Georges I promised you. George Shearing and George Scott Wood. George Shearing, of course, famously the blind from birth, and, well, again, just like Art Tatum and so many of the other pianists, or Rass and Roland Kirk in modern jazz, with no sight, and somehow or other it just didn't impede them. If anything, it seemed to increase their ingenuity and their creative genius, I think. And George, particularly after he headed out to the States and then went on to create that amazing sound with the Shearing Quintet, with eschewing the horns and just having vibes and guitar up front. Terrific stuff. But we'll hear George in with a bit of strings, I think, this evening on Dancing on the Ceiling, and then we'll skip over straight into George Scott Wood and one of his many hot pies. We might even have a hot pie medley. Yes, why not? Throw caution to the wind. Pies at the ready. You might want to go and make a green salad as well. You never know.
Thank you.
Aha, there we go. That's how you do it. Two Georges for the price of one. And I hope you did have that green salad with all those pies. George Scott Wood there with his six swingers and a hot pie medley. I don't know how many of them you got. Started out with Bugle Call Rag, moved on to Some of These Days, segued into After You've Gone, St. Louis Blues followed that, Dinah after that one, Poor Butterfly, Nobody's Sweetheart, Avalon, and then finishing off with Chinatown, My Chinatown. Recorded in December of 1934. That was George Scott Wood at the piano and arranger as well, of course. Max Goldberg on trumpet. I think he used to play with Ambrose as well, didn't he? Or Geraldo and Ambrose, I think. Max also played the mellophone in places. Lou Davis trombone, Freddie Gardner clarinet and alto or baritone saxes, Arthur Young piano, Dick Ball double bass, and the wonderfully named Max Bacon. I like that name, Max Bacon, at the drums. Two Maxes in one band, who'd have thought? It had to be said. And George Scott Wood, quite a character. You don't really hear him much in these days. I still don't know exactly where all the pies came from, whether he just liked pies, I don't know, but he called lots of his things pies. A great arranger, musical all-rounder, enjoyed a varied career as well, which outlasted many of his contemporaries. Born in 1903, he was still playing up until the 1960s, after I was knocking around. I never got to see him, but I'd have been five, I think, when he died, or no, older than that. I'd have been, I'd been about 14. He played on with his George Scott Wood and his music and was still playing and broadcasting until September of 1967 and then actually passed away quite a bit after that in October of 1978. So a good long life and an interesting character. And alongside all that wonderful jazzy music he did, just in order to fill in the gaps in between, he was a rather effective producer and arranger and a composer of quite a lot of high-quality light music, sort of the stuff you'd hear over on Morris's programme. If you haven't checked it out already, A Little Light Music, Morris, of course, on a Thursday night here on Manx Radio. Check him out if you haven't. Specialist music every night, of course. You've got Ian on a Monday with Time for Bass. Tuesday night, we have the folk show with John Barker, of course. Wednesday night, at the moment, it is Andy Wint with his Country Roads, and he alternates with Ernie doing his opera hour, or Ernie's Eclectic. Thursday, Morris is here with A Little Light Music. And then Friday, of course, it's us, or I alternate with myself and Brother Chris doing Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. But yes, Morris might quite well like to play some of the light music. I'll suggest it to him, if I could say it, of George Scott Wood. Like I said, some of the light music there, things like Serenade to an Evening and Shy Serenade, which he dedicated to Alfredo Campoli, and very successful in many fields and for a number of years. Terrific stuff, terrific stuff. Before that, George Shearing, as I said, playing Dancing on the Ceiling. George himself, as I mentioned at the beginning there, born just before 1920 in London, England, born to an impoverished family, and showed an unusual aptitude for the piano from a very early age when he went to a special school. By 17, already professional, working in orchestras that played the scores of the likes of Duke Ellington, Benny Carter, and a lot of the other top composers of the day. And it was the pianist and critic Leonard Feather who helped to get him his first recording contract. And by age of 20, Shearing was winning a lot of the British jazz polls, and it was Leonard Feather, who'd moved stateside, who sponsored Shearing for immigration to the US after the war. And of course, he never looked back. He never came back, either. It is Sweet and Swing with myself, H. Lovely to have your company, as always, on a Friday evening. Still to come, we have some Cyril Stapleton, and also, of course, our great jazz trumpets, classic jazz to swing. Been featuring one of those most weeks over the last few weeks. Been enjoying some of those different sort of styles, some well-known, some not so well-known. In the meantime, though, pop goes your heart. Here's Alan Kane with the Loose Stone. Thank you.
unexpectedly a lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Without a warning word, a charming voice is heard, and suddenly pop goes your heart. When life is just a bowl of withered fruit, so sour and dry, you just want to cry. Then presto change, oh, you're in love, and life is a cherry pie. You don't amount to much, then someone's hand you touch, and suddenly pop goes your heart. The clouds of grey roll away on the day your love dreams get their start. What if you chance to quarrel? You'll say goodbye and then, quite unexpectedly, that lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again.
Alan Kane, pop goes your heart. No relation before anyone asks, of course, because he didn't spell his name that way. He was K-A-N-E, not C-A-I-N-E, as I am. If, on the other hand, you do want to get in contact with me, that's the Kane you want. howardkane@maxradio.com, all lowercase Kane, C-A-I-N-E. And yeah, always love to hear from you. If you want to drop us a line at any stage with any thoughts about Sweet and Swing, anything you'd like to hear, or for that matter, any thoughts about jumping in as well, our sister programme, the Modern Jazz programme. And we'd love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to hear, anything you'd like more of, perhaps something you'd like less of, someone you'd like to feature yourself, or maybe just to tell us you're enjoying the programme and where you are. Because like I said, people do listen around the globe, courtesy of the internet these days. You'll be listening via the podcast. You could be pretty much, well, you could be, never mind pretty much, you could be anywhere, quite literally anywhere. If, on the other hand, you like to put pen to paper, then that's always well, very welcome as well. Or pencil, I don't mind, I'm not proud. Postcards, birthday cards, old cards, fag packets, bits of paper, whatever you like. Just drop us a line on that one. It's Howard Kane. And that's Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, and that's Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man. I M for Mum 15 B W. Pop Goes Your Heart, Lou Stone in 1935. I think we go from a male vocalist to a female vocalist, and well, one of the best, in my humble opinion. I've always been very, very fond of this lady, Ella Fitzgerald.
You please come home, 'cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Thank you. we'd part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, oh, baby. Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama needs some loving. Baby, won't you please come on home?
Muggsy Spanier there, Black and Blue, one of our great jazz trumpeters in our little series, our mini-series of some of the greats of jazz trumpet, which we've been enjoying over the last few weeks. And, well, there are so many of them, it has to be said, and you can go back to, well, you can go back as far as you want, really. You can go back to, well, we did start out, I think, with Louis Armstrong as an early one of this, and we've had Big Spiderbeck as well, and... well, I don't know. We're working through them week by week. I can't remember them all now. There's been quite a few we've actually featured over the weeks. Probably got a list down here. Here we go, yeah. We've had Louis, we've had King Oliver, Bunk Johnson, Tommy Ladnier, Lee Collins, Henry Red Allen, Sidney de Paris, Jabbo Smith, Big Spiderbeck, they are, I told you, Red Nichols, Bunny Berrigan, and Muggsy Spanier there. Wonderful, sort of almost buzzing sound he spent, didn't he? Spanier had on the trumpet, on the horn. Spent most of his sort of best buried in Ted Lewis's Cornball Orchestra, but burst forth in 1939 with some 16 sides for the Bluebird record label, including that one, Black and Blue, which virtually defines the style. And like most of those who favoured the use of mutes, he had I'd been listening a lot to King Oliver to get that sort of style down to a fine art. And then before that, Baby, won't you please come home, with the inimitable Ella Fitzgerald, of course. Again, just the first lady of song. She was known for quite a few years. Queen of jazz, Lady Ella. Beautiful tone, impeccable diction. You could pick out every word, couldn't you? Great phrasing, timing, intonation. I believe she had absolute pitch as well. And, of course, used to do that scat singing. But a bit better than that and more tunefully. Like a lot of great singers, she had a really sort of tumultuous adolescence and found stability, I think, into the music when she joined Chick Webb, born in Newport in Virginia in 1917. And unfortunately, her mother died when she was very young in an accident. I think she was about 15 or thereabouts, and her mum was in a car accident and died. And Fitzgerald's stepfather took care of her until 1933, although it's rumoured that in her autobiography that she might have been mistreated. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. It went on an awful lot in those days. Either way, she started skipping school, and of course her grades suffered, and worked apparently for a time as a lookout at a brothel, or a bordello, as you were, run by the mafia. Of course, everything was run by the mafia back in the time, but survived during the tough times of 33 and 34. Used to sing on the streets of Harlem, debuting at the age of 17 in one of the earliest amateur nights at the Apollo Theatre. Now, she was going to go on stage and dance at that, but she was intimidated by a local dance duo called the Edwards Sisters, and so she was going to go and dance, but instead she was so intimidated, she said, no, I'll get up and sing, and performed in the style of Connie Boswell. She sang Judy and the Object of My Affection, and won first prize. And then she was, came to the attention of Chick Webb later on, who was a wonderful band leader and really started her on the path to fortune. And she went on to sing, for about 60 years or something like that. And, no end of records of Ella's. And they're all brilliant, really. And you remember back in the day, you used to play with, or at least I can remember watching her sing with Oscar Peterson and whatnot on some of those TV shows Oscar used to do back in the day over on BBC Two. Wonderful stuff. Can you go wrong with Ella Fitzgerald? And the answer is, no, you can't. In my book, in any case. Cyril Stapleton. Here he is. Lovely one, that, isn't it, by Cyril? Sleepy Serenade. Reminds me of Claude Thornhill, a bit of the voicings there, and just the style maybe a little bit of Snowfall or something like that, and that lovely sort of soft touch on the keyboard. A man, Cyril, who was synonymous with quality, always very aware of the excellence of the swinging groups put together with the likes of Glenn Miller in the States or Ted Heath in the UK, and he really wanted to sort of emulate them with that sort of sound, but really, really good quality music, swing sound, but not a cheap one, if you know what I mean, something which was really musical. And he thought there was a market for that. He was quite right, and he thought the music should be of the highest standard. And so he set his sights high and had a really good grounding in music as well. He had a great aptitude for music from an early age, played the violin from quite a young age. He was at 14, he won a scholarship which enabled him to continue training on that instrument. And he was so eager to acquire a great all-round musical education, he studied in Czechoslovakia and also at Trinity College in London. And as it's remarked in some of the liner notes, an unusual background for someone who's to spend his professional life in popular music. But it was very good popular music, wasn't it? And then when he left college, he started life professionally as a violinist with the famous BBC Dance Orchestra under the direction of one Henry Hall. And then sadly, yes, his mum was very ill, so he had to sort of back down for a while and had to leave the band in order to travel back up north towards Nottingham to look after her. And when he started working again, resumed working after that, it seemed that his chance to make his way had been somewhat hit by his enforced absence. And like a lot of times, if you drop out for a while, you're getting gigs again, it's a bit tricky. But he was sticking at it, old Cyril. By the outbreak of World War II, he was back in business again. He'd been playing with some of the best, the likes of Jack Payne and Billy Turnant. And then during the war, he was very active. He was a gunner in the RAF and then conducted the RAF's branch of the Symphony Orchestra at the Potsdam Conference. Like so many of our artists on Sweet and Swing, an incredibly varied life, full life. Puts me to shame, some of them, and you think, oh, I've done nothing, just sat here playing records for years. Not that I haven't enjoyed it, but, well, you know what I mean. Now then, someone was asking the other day, I can't remember who it was, but someone said, I tell you what, I'd really like to hear sometime, will be a bit more Fats. Now, I don't need a lot of tempting to play Fats Waller, because he's just brilliant. I'd love to have seen him live. He must have been fantastic. I mean, his musicianship, his technical ability and his showmanship, just the sheer over-the-topness and the scat singing and all the bonkers comedy. It just would have been a wonderful, he would have been a great entertainer, wouldn't he? Here he is with Carolina Shout. Thank you.
such a wonderbar. You sometimes wonder, are you really you? Wonderbar, when in the wonderbar you'll find you'll blunder far before you're through. Our clientele's very well, our food is hell, but champagne swells. So underbars in Mr. Wonder's bar, you'll find you'll wonder far, far black sheep too.
There's a way to end off a bit of a Carolina Shout with Fats Waller, inimitably, yes, playing the keys, not singing in that particular case, but playing with his incredible stride style with just a great technique and wonderful accuracy. And then we sort of finished off more or less where we began with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, which featured both George Scott Wood and also Carol Gibbons, amongst others. The HMV Studio House Band, and new signified its revival in late 1928 from its earlier incarnation, which was around about 1912 to 1920. Mayfair, then as now, of course, very glamorous part of London, so it sounded good in the name. And the musicians drawn from the bands that played in London's wider West End. However, the dance orchestra bit of the name rather implied live performances, which actually was a lie, because the band came into being solely for recording as and when required. They never played live at all. They all played live, but not under the incarnation of the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, just a recording band. Ah, yes, it's all in the marketing, you know. Well, it's been wunderbar for me this evening. I hope it has been for you as well. Always enjoy a bit of sweetness swing. Jumping in next week and then we're back the week after that. I'll be stateside for a short time, but hopefully I'll get back here. In the meantime, look after yourselves. Don't get too hot if it's warm. And whatever you're doing, keep a smile on your face and I'll see you then. Cheerio.